All right. Well, happy day after Memorial Day, and I guess the official start to summer. I'm excited to moderate today and talk a little bit more about PlugFest 3, the first two PlugFests. I was thinking about this morning. We're really doing that kind of work, I think, is puts a lot of accelerant to understanding the technology. It's one thing to sort of hear it and listen to it, but when you actually have to get in and try to make it work and test it, and then it really becomes real. And so I'm looking forward to PlugFest 3 and another dose of that kind of acceleration. As a reminder, we are held to the professional code of ethics and conduct. If you'd like to read that, it's in the agenda. The link is in the agenda. I know that we all are very passionate about our viewpoint, and that's one of the things that makes this community so great. But we just need to keep in mind that everyone is working towards a common goal of making credentials accessible to everyone. The IP note, also just to let you know, you are welcome in this call, and we're really glad to have you here. And you're welcome to participate without being a member of the CCG, but if you are interested in contributing and digging into an aspect of the technology or the standards or any kind of sharing of your work, then we'd really invite you to join by creating a W3C account and signing the community contributor license agreement. Both of those things, the links are found in the notes. It's free to join. There's no cost, but it does just sort of give you some explicit instructions about or direction about what it is that you're doing. We keep call notes and minutes and an audio recording of this conversation. You can see the notes in the chat. And if you would like to participate in the conversation, I would invite you to use Q+ to add yourself to the queue. If you change your mind, you can use Q- and that will take you off of the queue. That's really how we organize the conversation here. If you haven't put yourself on the queue before, I'd invite you to do that today and introduce yourself, because that's the very next thing is introductions. Do I have anybody who is new here for the first time today or hasn't been here in a while and would like to introduce themselves? Would love to have you put yourself on the queue and introduce yourself. Gregory.
Hi, sir. I'm not exactly a new member, but there's been a complete mess up with the membership for my company. So I'm still going to participate until we figure that out and deal with the internal bureaucracy of somehow having our membership changed or pulled or something. But I don't think it matters so much for this group.
It definitely doesn't. We're glad to have you. What organization are you with?
I was representing Becker Carroll, but we were acquired and then changed the name to Portage Cyber Tech. And I think that may have been why there's some confusion.
Yeah, that sometimes happens. And I am the one who gets all the sort of notifications of in and out. And so I can take a look at what I have. But yes, you're certainly welcome. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, I just thought I'd point it out. I don't, like I said, I think it's more for the credentials working group that cares with the IP. Agreements, but
right. Where are you based?
I'm in Ottawa, so it's you were discussing the weather earlier, so ironically it is sunny and very warm in Ottawa right now.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I think we'll hit 30 degrees tomorrow. In Fahrenheit, I don't know what that is.
Isn't it double it and add 12 or something?
Yeah,
like that?
It's up over 80 degrees.
So. Yeah. And then I have another person on the queue.
It's Aditya. Yes.
Aditya.
Or you all can call me Adi. So I'm not new to this group either. So I've been with the PlugFest 1 and 2 earlier, and so I was earlier with a different organization. Now I've shifted to a different organization. So I'm planning to represent the new organization on the Breakfast Tree and continue my journey. So, you know, currently I'm a part of InfiSign. So we work on identity and access management, and we use, you know, self-sovereign identity and, you know, so add-on threads and W3C based credentials for authentication. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Great. We're glad to have you. All right. Anybody else want to introduce themselves or reintroduce? How about announcements and reminders? Manu.
Yeah, thanks, Kimberly. There was an email that went out to the Credentials Community Group and Verifiable Credentials Working Group earlier today about a new selective disclosure mechanism. So this is a selective disclosure mechanism for data integrity, one of the specifications that's being standardized at the W3C in the VCWG. And this is basically the exciting thing about this new cryptography suite is, one, it supports the data integrity way of digitally signing things, and two, it supports NIST-based cryptography. And so that's important for national governments. European Union cares a lot about NIST security standards. U.S. governments cares a lot about NIST standards. So there was a gap there that we've been meaning to fill for a while, and this specification fills that. I'll go ahead and link to the email thread that does this stuff. So selective disclosure for data integrity. That's the email there. And if you want just a really quick slideshow run through of what that technology looks like, the slide deck, It's here. There we go. Happy to field any questions, comments, concerns about it. There's already an implementation that's cited in the slide deck with tons of code examples in the README file. So if you're curious, if you're a developer and curious as to how it actually works in practice, you can go to the source code repository and check it out there. That's it. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Manu. And I already have that slide deck open and was looking through it this morning. So we'll definitely come back with questions. Maybe we can touch on it again next week during announcements and reminders.
Sounds great.
Anybody else got something they want to talk about? Otherwise, I will turn it over to Carrie. Oh, Manu again. Manu wearing a different hat.
I'm sorry. Yes, different hat. The different hat is as an editor in the Verifiable Credentials Working Group. We have started the process of horizontal review. So that is a process that you do just a couple of months before you lock everything in and you enter what's called the candidate recommendation phase. Candidate recommendation is where we basically say we're done with the spec. We want people to implement it and tell us how your experience implementing all the specs went. Horizontal review is a process where you go out and you talk to the big horizontal review groups at W3C, like the accessibility community checks to make sure that you've created a technology that meets people with different needs, like sight-based needs, mobility-based needs, different cognitive needs, internationalization, security, privacy, and the technical architecture group for the web, who makes sure that the technologies you're creating fit in with kind of the architecture of the web. So that process has been kicked off with the data integrity specifications, and all of the specifications in the Verifiable Credential Working Group will be undergoing that process. If you want to provide feedback on the specs, now is a good time to read the specs and provide that kind of feedback. We have 3 months to do minor adjustments before we lock everything in. So just a heads up on that.
Great. Thank you. All right, Carrie, now I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Kimberly. Hi, everybody. My name is Carrie Lemoy. I am Director of Technology of the Digital Credential Consortium. I'm also one of the co-chairs for Verifiable Credentials for Education Task Force. Also, you may have heard of us as VC Edu. The other two co-chairs in this group is Dimitri Zagadoulin and also Simone Ravioli. Each of us sort of providing our own expertise and experience and curiosity to this group. Today, I'm going to tell you a little bit more on about VC Edu Task Force and what we've been up to this year, because we're overdue for an update to this group. And then also tell you some about PlugFest 3. And Sharon Liu normally, from JFF is normally here to do the PlugFest 3 or the PlugFest conversations and talk more about JFF. She can't join us today, so I'm going to do my best, and then we will always have a follow-up conversations later about the PlugFest. Okay, so I'm just going to talk a little bit with no slides just about VC Edu, and then we'll dig into some slides that I have for PlugFest 3. So for those of you who aren't aware of VC Edu, we are a task force that's part of this community. And what we do is we sort of work on a mix of topics that are related to education and training digital credentials, or verifiable digital credentials. We hold weekly calls on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern. And these calls are typically about VCs or VC-related or adjacent tech. And I'm going to put some links to the chat in the chat for you of some of the topics we've covered recently. So, for instance, this year we covered JOT VCs with Jen Schreiber from Workday. We also covered Manu Scorni from Digital Bazaar. Gave a great description and tutorial on Chappie. We did, recently actually we did a call with Christopher Allen about hash-based, I'm going to say it wrong, Alesian, I think I'm saying that right. And then we hold calls like that to sort of help the attendees understand about verifiable credentials, but then also we talk about how to implement them and highlight members of our community who are doing some work. For instance, we had a call with ASU Trusted Learner Network. Some of you may have know STLN. That was a recent call. And also Marty Reed from Randa presented the work that they've been doing over there. And then also we do a lot of work with the standards groups in the community who are, you know, trying to align their models towards to verifiable credentials. One of the bigger ones recently in this past year, I only have the link to this one, but it's Open Badges. And along with Open Badges was also, whoops, I think I put in the wrong link there. I'll try that again. Open Badges 3.0 candidate release, which also coincided with the Comprehensive Learner candidate release. Another thing we do is we work on the use cases. So we had a work item that was our use cases document. And so we still are collecting use cases always. We have a pretty substantial list here that the community contributed over the course of a year. And so really we just start thinking more about how do we address these use cases and make them real. One of the ways we're going about that is working on a document that contains recipes that may, say, describe what a diploma could look like as an open badge using, say, the transparency description language, or even the European learning model. Because what we know is that more and more of these models will be coming up, and they also are trying to figure out how do they align with verifiable credentials, but then the overall community of developers and policymakers and all want to understand which ones should they use and why and all of that. So we're sort of advancing and leveling up to that next part now. Okay, so I'm going to pause there for a second. Does anybody have any questions about VC Edu? Or Dimitri, maybe, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Sure. So one of the things I really like about VC Edu is the two-directional flow to and from the task force, and then this credentials community group, and the currently the VC working group, in that we, as Carrie mentioned, we do a lot of sort of educational calls where we present a particular aspect of verifiable credentials, such as, you know, selective disclosure or credential handler API or something like that, and then go into in-depth into how that affects the education community. But also there's a lot of interesting movement in the other direction where it just so happens that due to a lot of implementation in VC Edu, we're encountering both edge cases and stumbling blocks that we're confident the rest of the community is going to stumble onto also. And so we're using that to educate the CCG and the Verifiable Credential Working Group, giving them a heads up, like, oh, you might need this API, or when time comes to dealing with complex credentials like a class transcript, here are some issues that you run into. So it's I suspect even if you're not in education, it's a really interesting group to listen in on. That's it.
Yeah, thanks, Dmitry. That's an excellent point. A lot of the things we're trying to tackle with the education and workforce and training credentials are broadly applicable outside of that scope. And that scope to you may seem narrow, but it's actually incredibly wide. Not only is it global, but it includes formal, informal, non-formal, like all sorts of situations where people are learning throughout their lives. And there's large communities that started before we actually started, and we are trying to sort of like support, you know, all of these types of initiatives and help people, you know, have more control over their data, right? And use it more in ways that are more applicable to them. So it's a really fascinating space. There's just like a never ending set of topics to think about. I saw that as Simone just joined us. And Simone, I hope you don't mind I'm calling you real quick here, but you've been doing a really interesting like international angle to some of this work, also Web3. And I was wondering if you might speak to that for a minute before we get onto the PlugFest stuff. Totally putting you on the spot here. And if you're not able to, it's okay. Okay. Somebody says, give me 5. So I'm going to move on to the PlugFest. And
I think Manu put himself on the queue.
Oh, good.
You want to add?
Sorry. Yeah. Just to add one thing. I found really impressive, over the years. You know, VCEDU started off as a fairly, small, group, like an offshoot of the credentials community group. But if you go to their weekly calls, they're huge, like packed. I think the last call had like 54 or 56 people on it, right? And so in some ways, like, well, in many ways, VCEDU is larger than the weekly call is at this point. That's how large that community has gotten. And because of that, you know, there are a lot of really interesting topics, as Dmitry said, that they cover that helped the work in the weekly call as well. Just an observation.
I appreciate that, Manu. Thank you. I think one of the approaches we take to try to attract more folks to our calls is that not everybody who attends our calls are necessarily technical. Some folks have very limited knowledge of the technology, but are extremely curious and just want to learn about it and want to take it back to their organizations. So we have a lot of folks who are learning and listening to this work, including folks who fund this work. So we do our best to keep everybody informed as much as we can. One other thing while we're waiting for Simone, I think I might have one other thing, is that we started this new thing this year called Open Agendas. And once a month we try to have, depending on the holiday schedule and all that, but once a month we try to have an open agenda where we show up and just ask folks to bring up topics that they have. And we've never had a shortage of topics. And this ranges from anything of like anybody working on a paper or a project, or they just have questions about things or want to tell us something they saw. It's just been a really interesting way to connect with folks in the community and see what folks need. All right. I babbled on quite a bit there. So, Kimberly, what do you think? Should I move on to PlugFest 3 for now, and Simone can chime in a little while?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'm going to try and share my screen. I'll see. Okay. Can you see my slides?
We can.
Excellent. Word of warning that I didn't create these slides and I wasn't able to edit them. So I might skip over a couple or go through a few fast that aren't really topics that are mine, specifically the ones about JFF. But we are about to get ready for PlugFest 3. In fact, at the end of these slides, I'll have links for you to click on and you know, join the conversations and participate in the PlugFest. This is the third one we've done. It's been a collaboration between JFF Labs, primarily Sharon Liu and her team there, and the VCIG co-chairs and the community there. This is a slide about JFF. So this is what they've been working on. So they are really working towards like helping people who are facing systemic barriers to advancement and work and quality jobs. So this is their main goal, and part of this right now is how to use technology for this, specifically giving people more access and control over their data, and interoperability is a huge part of that. And this slide is actually a reflection of a report done by Credential Engine about the number of credentials that exist in the United States. And I believe this is related to digital credentials and how many are issued. And that's a pretty important part to consider. So there are a lot of credentials, digital credentials in the space. Not all of them are verifiable, or some of them are verifiable, because they're, you know, hosted on web pages as open badges previous versions used to be. But as you can see, there's a tremendous market here. I'm going to mostly skip over this. I think many of you think about this, and if Sharon was here, I think she would go into more details. But I think a lot of us really believe that digital credentials can be used in unique ways in our life experiences and to prove what we know. So this is sort of part of the way that JFF has been looking at this. Okay. So I want to just talk about the PlugFest. This is the part that I know best. So PlugFest 1. The first one was last year, and it's been almost exactly a year when we started talking about these. PlugFest 1 was to display one verifiable credential, which was Open Badges version 3. And it wasn't even actually the candidate release version that's out now. It's sort of like a pre-version that was still being worked on. And 20 participants, just all they had to do was display the credential in their wallet. And these were only wallet participants at the time. Let me give you a link to the page here. So in this site, you can find resources, information that were provided to the participants. And also at the top of the page, there's a link to the videos if you'd like to see the work that they did. So this is how we sort of onboarded everybody and got used to the idea of doing PlugFest. Okay, let's take one type of a credential and let's make it work in your wallet. And then we really leveled up to PlugFest 2. In this one, we had issuers who were issuing to wallets. We had 42 participants, which is we doubled in size because we had so many issuers and so many wallets participating. And what was really incredible about this is that we used three different protocols to do this, right? We used DIDCOM, VCAPI, and CHAPPIE, and also OIDC. And yet there was some overlap between all of this, which we loved. I'm going to put a link to that in the chat too. So this is the page for PlugFest 2, where you can learn more about the resources that those participants had, and also the videos at the top. I think at some point we will also be providing a video for the actual demo day. I'm going to pause there before I get to number 3. I know that there are some folks here who participated in number 2, and I was wondering if you might want to talk about your experience there. Manu, please.
Happy to. I guess the first thing to say about the Plugfests is that they're fantastic tools to motivate, like, your organization to get certain things implemented, like core features that you as an organization will need to compete in the market, or just demonstrate that there's interoperability here to, you know, your executive teams. The Plugfests are just, one, a great motivator, and two, a great demonstration tool the community provides. The Plugfests are, I mean, they're really, like, it sounds really easy. Like, you know, Plugfest 1 was just display a badge in your wallet. But when you get into implementation, there's an enormous amount that you have to, you know, think about, the different formats, how you're going to display them, how you're going to store them, how people are going to get access to them, you know, things like that. While, you know, the people that are highlighting how the Plugfest is going to work, namely, you know, the VCDU chairs, Sharon Liu and JFF, their team, the instructions are really clear and straightforward. How you get there is like a very chaotic process because you are having to, you know, like Carrie said, there are 42 people that are participating here and you've got to like team up, figure out all the details, get it implemented in a very short kind of rapid turnaround time frame, like a couple of months, right? And so that part of the Plugfest is also really fun and exciting, meaning that, you know, you quickly find other companies that are aligned with what you're doing, kind of give you feedback on gut checks you've been using for a while on whether or not, you know, you're building your product correctly and things of that nature. So, if you are going to participate, it's straightforwardly like communicated, very chaotic in the midst of it. And I think one of the biggest benefits here is that you get to, bounce your ideas off of, other implementers in the ecosystem. Usually it's really hard to do that. Like, you know, the credentials community group and the VCEDU things, it's usually people presenting and having a discussion. But you don't really get way down into the nitty gritty about how these things actually have to fit together and work. And the Plugfests are very unique in ensuring that, you know, you get that kind of last mile of alignment done so your product is actually, working in a broader ecosystem. So, if you haven't participated in the Plugfests, and you don't have to be any particular size to participate, we have seen large companies participating and single individuals participating, and both demonstrating interoperability, you know, at the end of it. So if you're really interested in this stuff or curious about it, definitely give it a shot. Join up. If you're a software, you know, a developer, it'll really help you learn this stuff a lot more quickly. That's it.
That was great, Manu. Thank you. Kimberly, I see you're in the queue, but if you don't mind, just a couple things. This is what Manu said. He's right about small or large companies. We had a single developer participate last year, and he was great. And I think two of the remarkable things that I saw happen, in addition to a bunch of things in the last Plugfest, was that we did have all this matchmaking happen, and people meeting each other that didn't really know about each other, and some business relationships developed based on this, which was excellent too. And then also we hit a pretty major issue. We couldn't figure it out having to do with Open Badges 3.0. And Manu's team and several other developers helped us figure out that it had to do with a context file change that they had made. And then we realized that, okay, they need to manage that differently than they ever used to, which caused a development at OneEdTech to adjust how they handle context files with their specifications. So all of that was not just useful to the participants, but to the broader community and to the specification community. So really, it's just been very helpful. Kimberly?
I mean, I would echo everything that's been said. You know, it was, the instructions were very clear, and then it was chaos in the middle. I liked that a lot because that's what it felt like. But what was great was to see how it sort of all resolved and just the different approaches that people took. But the thing I really wanted to say that both of you have touched on is this level of collaboration. It was, for me, an opportunity to get to know other people in this community, what they're working on, how they're thinking about things in this very real and tangible way, and to support each other. And there was such a celebratory feel about the whole thing, that, you know, even folks who did other implementations were not, you know, doing, or were doing different, methods. It was still so exciting to see them succeed. And so I'm really looking forward to extending that in PlugFest 3, this idea of, this collaborative community really all working towards just really making this thing work.
Yeah, absolutely, Kimberly. And also, I put about the like open discussion and collaborative nature, I put the mailing list for VCEDU in the chat. For those of you who aren't members, please do join, because we do a lot of communication there. And that's helpful for a lot of people to see the questions. Like, no question is a dumb question, right? Like, if you're thinking it, somebody else is thinking it, and we love to see that happening so we can figure it out. That's how we came across a bunch of things that we didn't realize were problems. So it's very helpful. Hey, Marty, I see you're in the queue.
Yeah, just plus one on everything. I think it's really well done, really well done process. But one of the key values that I saw throughout the collaborations was the level of transparency. You know, I think in a lot of competitive marketplaces, a lot of folks kind of play, you know, I've got a secret and special and, you know, it's very hard to do. So I don't want you to figure out how to do it. And this PlugFest really got people together saying, No, you have this kind of very special piece of this puzzle, but being able to collaborate with you, then we can learn tremendous amount more about what other markets can benefit from these types of technical collaborations. So I think just the openness of the folks that participated and the willingness to kind of, you know, allow you to log into the application and try it yourself and kind of walk through real production environments was just amazing. And I think it's a huge value add to the overall marketplace.
Thanks, Marty. Thank you, Kimberly. And you, in terms of celebration, what we did last year, we did our demo day the day before IIW. Which was a really great way to get together and then sort of expand upon the work over the next few days in the open conference setting. Okay. I guess I'll move on to PlugFest 3 now. So let's talk about what that means. And you know, in the context of embracing everything as it is now, know that, like, you know, things will be exciting and they'll be challenging and they'll be fun because we've never done this before. So let's talk about PlugFest 3. So PlugFest 3 is starting, registration is starting now. I'll provide the links to sign up for this. We already have over 20 participants that have registered or showed interest anyway. And what we're going to do is run it through the summer into IAW again. I will do our demo day the day before IAW, which this year is in October. So demo day would be October 9th. And the purpose of PlugFest 3 is to work on the other side of it, right? So work on the presentation requests. So right now we are talking about it being with wallets who would receive a request for the credentials. The wallet would allow the user to respond by selecting the credentials that they want to share in response. And then they present to the verifier via a verifiable presentation to verify the credentials that come through. Right now we're talking like specifically verify, not necessarily validation, but, you know, we're going to dig into that more as we have follow-up calls with the participants to decide really what the levels will be. Why don't I just pause there for a second now that we see like what the technical, mission is for PlugFest 3 and see if anybody has any, questions or points to make there before I get started or go any further. It's pretty straightforward. Phil, I'll call on you 1 second. Sorry. It's pretty straightforward. We are still trying to figure out, you know, what the who the verifier is. But we're working on that right now. Phil?
Yeah. I just wondered how many different credential types you've gotten together yet.
Yes. Excellent question. Let me see if that is on the next slide. This slide isn't exactly accurate, but I'm going to go to the middle part where, we're listing 3 credentials right now. Well, right now specifically, there'll be a JFF PlugFest open badge. And I believe there'll be some kind of identity document, but then we're also looking for the community to submit their credentials and to see if we could turn those into verifiable credentials and use those as part of the PlugFest. So some of that is still being worked out. I'm going to skip over the rest of this for now because we'll get into these details when we have our first PlugFest call, and I'm sure we'll report back to all of you once we get to the final determinations of what the PlugFest will be. And to Phil's question, and I will share the slides too, by the way, at the end of the call, we'd love to know about your credentials, ideas you have for credentials, ways you'd like to incorporate maybe even other standards. So this QR code will take you to the form, but I will grab it and put it into the chat for you too at the end of the call. We're asking that everybody submit their credentials by June 9th. That will give us some time to review them and make some decisions about that. It could be that we have some stretch goals. We've done that before where we've said, hey, do this too. If you want to, if you're already planning on doing it, such as, you know, displaying a different type of standard, and so forth. So, there could be a lot of interesting things happening with the multiple credentials this time around that didn't happen in the previous ones, which are all about open badges 3.0. And then lastly, this link is the link to, show your interest in participating. And the date for this is June 5th. And you'll be notified by June 7th. And then once again, our demo day is on October 9th. So why don't I close this and stop sharing, and I'll put some of these links in the chat for you. And also, Dimitri and Simone, you've been working on this with us too. Are there some things I haven't covered that you think folks should know about?
Let's see. So I can say a few words. So plus one to everything Carrie mentioned and Manu, this has been a really interesting set of interoperability plug fests. Definitely each time it's held, it's like, ooh, this was badly needed. This was a lot of both micro profiles to work out, but just a lot of rough edges in the specs that help implementers to figure it out. So for this one, we're definitely focusing on the verification side, of the 2-to-3-sided marketplace that we've got with verifiable credentials. And though there's still discussion on the exact details, we're excited to specifically focus on multiple credentials per presentation on the relying party requests credentials, and the wallet presents the UI for the user to select them, sign them, and send them back. We feel that is an absolutely crucial part of the verifiable credential ecosystem and experience. And we know that a lot of you on this call who are implementers may have already implemented some or all of it. And so, but there's definitely a lot of groups that still have a lot of work to do in implementing it. So it's going to be really interesting. So that's it for me.
Thanks, DaVinci. Paul, I see you in the queue. You have the floor. Kimberly, I hope you don't mind. I'm driving your call now.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Paul, go ahead.
Thanks. My question was looking at PlugFest number 2. It was about issuance and was asking for both issuers and wallets. So I was expecting for this PlugFest to also be about verifier implementations, but looking at the form, it seems it was only interested in wallet implementers. Are the verifier implementations not being tested, or how is this envisioned to be happening?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. And first, let me say something that I forgot to say earlier, is that participants in PlugFest 3 should also be able to do what was done PlugFest 1 and PlugFest 2. Right? Those credentials should be credentials in their wallet that were issued to them. So that is part of the criteria for PlugFest 3. So verifiers. So we would love verifiers to participate. We have been trying to find verifiers to participate. Still open to hearing from verifiers. If you have software that you are working on or would like to work on, we would love to hear from you. Platforms such as the Chappie Playground, Folk Digital Bazaar have offered to do some of this work to stand up as a verifier. But also we would love to find others that could plug in and do this too. So if you're interested in doing that, we're open to it. It's just that we haven't really come across anybody who stepped up to say that they would like to provide verifying software. I have to assume there's some folks out there who would like to do this. And we'd love to hear from them. We just haven't heard from them yet.
Yeah, and if I could add a couple words to that. So the way the previous PlugFest worked out is, so currently in the verifiable credential ecosystem, we have brought three or more than three broad camps of API and in a way data model implementations, all using the same verifiable credential overall data model, but focusing on different APIs to pass those credentials around. That being the VC API specification, the OpenID family of VC related specs, and of course, DIDCOM 2 family of specs. And so what happened in the previous PlugFest is that the three camps roughly self-organized, meaning the VC API implementers were testing against each other using some tools in common. The OpenID family of implementers were using the Atlantic NGI profile of the OpenID specifications, and DIDCOM likewise were implementing and testing against each other. So we expect the same thing to happen in this third PlugFest. And as Carrie mentioned, while we're looking for more verifiers to join, for each camp where we're looking for volunteers and leaders to step forward and collaborate on a common sandbox or playground that verifiers and wallets can test against. So, Digital Bazaar is, so Manu is going to speak a bit more about the VC API, and the credential handler API aspect that, Digital Bazaar is working on. But we're definitely looking for volunteers from the OpenID implementers to step in and provide a similar equivalent sort of sandbox. And likewise, we're looking for DIDCOM2 implementers to do a interoperability sandbox to help test the wallet and verifier implementers. Over to you, Manu.
Thanks, Dimitri. Yes, to everything Dimitri and Carrie said. To kind of answer your question, I guess, more directly, Paul, the Chappie Playground, which is going to be renamed to the Verifiable Credential Playground, and I'll explain why here in a bit, but is going to have support for multiple verifier backends and multiple issuer backends. So that is a feature that we've already built out in the Verifiable Credential Playground. And so if someone was wanting to bring a different verifier backend, just like in PlugFest 2, they were able to bring a different issuer backend in, they can do that. But as you noted, that's not necessarily, you know, one of the focuses, you know, at this moment for PlugFest 3. So technically it is possible to do that. We'd be happy to work with whoever wants to bring a verifier backend, in, but as, Carrie was saying, you know, the focus is, you know, largely on wallets and that sort of thing. The other kind of, line, I guess we're going to have to draw during this PlugFest is, when we say verifier, there are kind of two kind of classes of verifier we're talking about. One verifier we're talking about is like the business that is going to verify something. Like if you have a workforce skills credential, then the business that's probably going to verify that is some kind of, job hiring or resume platform. Right. So they are one of the verifiers and they care about the business rules of processing that verifiable credential you're delivering. So, there's like the business rule kind of verifier portion of it. And then there's the technical backend that they end up using. So they may use their own technical backend or they may use, you know, like for example, the verifiable credential API has a verifier endpoint that you can use and you send a verifiable credential to it and we'll tell you whether or not the digital signature is good and that kind of stuff, right? So it's that latter one, the technical verifier part of it, the API part of it, that the VC Playground supports today, and we can just add, you know, as many as people would like into the future. And I think, you know, deferring completely to JFF to decide where that kind of, you know, fits in the grand scheme of things. I don't know, Carrie, if I could not do a demo of the Chappie Playground, but I could maybe show some of the screens that we're talking about. I don't know if that would help people.
I think that we don't quite have enough time for that.
Folks feel.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll defer to Phil, who's on the queue then.
Yeah, and I think once we we'll get there, I think soon. So thank you for filling in there, Phil.
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize an important point that Manu just made, which is the business logic backend process and verification is really critical, and I would like, and this is wearing my T3 hat, to encourage those individual organizations that want to receive these credentials or are interested in pursuing that to, if they have an interest in the development side of that, to implement the business rules that they would be interested in seeing for their particular vertical, to step up and have conversations with the PlugFest folks to try to work that into the process. Manu?
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, plus one to that. The other thing I failed to mention was we are putting OpenID support into the VC Playground as well. And so any wallet, you know, vendor, implementer will be able to use both the Verifiable Credential API and Chappie and OID4 through the VC Playground. So we'll be providing that, but again, like details to be determined on what profile of OID4 we might end up using for JFF Plugfest 3. That's decision is entirely in the hands of, you know, the JFF Plugfest 3 showrunners, I guess. That's it.
Showrunners. I like that, runner. Let's call it the show name. I would suggest folks that you, you know, sign up to join us. Just even if you're not exactly sure if you're going to participate, because that is okay. And also, you know, part of this is the adventure of figuring it out together. And that's how we've done it before. So I suspect there'll be quite a bit of that with this one too. So your voices matter in, you know, how we end up going about all of this. I don't see anyone else in the queue. I know we're almost running out of time. I wanted to get back to Simone in case he wanted to jump in here and say anything about, you know, VCEDU and Plugfest and all of that. He's one of our co-chairs. I'm sure he has an opportunity to.
Thank you, Carrie. Can you hear me? Just
yes.
Sound check. All right, great. Apologies for earlier. I was driving around, low signal. What I think wanted to share in addition to what Spain already said is that this group is by nature international. You know, I myself being based in Italy but working globally, and the interesting alignment of timing and activities across different regions in the world, particularly Europe and North America, has made it a unique opportunity to work on a use case which is safe, like the education use case, and which has a lot of political push in Europe, particularly through a couple of flagship initiatives of the European Commission, one known as the European Digital Credential Infrastructure, and the other known as the European Blockchain Service Infrastructure, of which the use case diploma is one of the prime use cases. So we were able to spark some interesting connections between these two regions and working possibly at sort of more transatlantic pilot and having a bit more of diversity in the composition of the group, which certainly feels like it's something that we should pursue more. You know, there's a sense of human interop, which layers on top or behind or underneath the technical interop. And it's been encouraging to see how this group has, you know, sort of come together and share different experiences. And Plugfest had been a key way of defining that common language. So there's a bit of novelty in it, you know, in how this task force has been operating. And I hope that we could generate lessons learned and things that could be pursued in the future, any standard development initiatives, particularly within W3C. Thank you for the floor, Carrie. I mean, it's been awesome to work with Dimitri and Carrie in this, but with the wider credentialing community. And we're out of time. Thank you for the opportunities. We are looking forward to have many of you participate in Plugfest 3. Back to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Simone. We really appreciate working with you too. And thanks for that. Okay, so I guess the next steps here are stay tuned, join the mailing list. We will post announcements to the CCG mailing list, but also to the VC Edu one. You know, stick around, pay attention to what's going on with dates and notices, and get us your credentials and help us like figure out the best way to do this that, you know, benefits your work and your communities. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Kimberly, thanks for having us today.
Great. Thank you, everybody. And I know I speak for many that we're very excited to get started with Plugfest 3 and looking forward to seeing you all in October. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for another great meeting, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.